This is a carbon. Carbon fiber guitar. And you could paddle down the Colorado River and get out at the end of the day with your canoe paddle and play. Pour the water out and play. And you could. You could then beat off anything that was coming your way. It's a rock. Oh, I know. I'm not in as much of a hurry as. I'm dead, you know. What have I got to worry about? There's some graffiti. I don't know if it's still there. I hope so. On an overpass near Ashtabula, Ohio. Which, as far as I'm concerned, should be pronounced Ashtabula, wouldn't you think?
Ashtabula.
Yes. I'm trying to spell that now. That's what you've done to me. And the graffiti reads, "Dead people are cool." So, in this revolving restaurant, instead of the perimeter revolving, which is, you know, the way they work in those high-rise hotels, and so that the diner can see the city as he or she revolves. In this place, the inner perimeter revolve so that the people on the outside watch the diners come around. It had nothing to do with the view. It had to do with who's this coming by and one. When I looked up, it was Merle Haggard. So I determined that I would talk to him. I still drank at the time, and it was clear, too, that Merle did. So when I approached him, I forgot that in order to prevent people like Merle and I from forgetting that part of the floor is moving and sending us, you know, halfway to the moon, they had erected a kind of a fence with little openings in it. The opening went by. I missed that. Walked into the fence and hung myself in front of Merle. And I didn't know what to say, and like anybody else, I tried to look as cool as possible, dead over at the waist in front of the room. Finally, he spoke, and he said, "Hello." I'll remember that for the rest of my life.